want you to think about something that you need to forgive, that you really find unforgivable, that it's just, it's too harsh, it's too difficult. I want you to image that person standing in front of you. And think about all the time you've struggled with it. And what makes something so difficult to forgive is actually not the action. It's not. What makes it so difficult is that you know in your heart that in fact it was conscious. That's the thing. It's not that someone had an affair with your husband. It's that they consciously knew what the consequences to you would be, and it didn't stop them having an affair with your husband. It's that conscious little, it's the slice of the conscious part that is the real killer. That's the poison. And so imagine someone comes up to you and says, and oftentimes, well, they never apologize. So let's say they come up and they say, you know that I had an affair with your husband or whatever, and I'm just so sorry, bummer. I really, really am sorry. I'm sorry it happened, bummer, man. So let's get on with our lives and get over, and leaves. Why doesn't that help heal the wound? Why doesn't that help it? Why doesn't it help it when you say to somebody, I really didn't mean it. I didn't mean to hurt you, and you leave. There's an incompleteness because you're still in the mind. The mind can't heal. Now let me give you the vocabulary of the soul. Let's say you walked up to them and said, I want to talk to you. I need something I have to say. When I said, I never meant to hurt you, imagine I want you to think you're either speaking this to someone or they're speaking it to you. That's a lie. I knew it. What I did hurt you, and it didn't stop me. I did it anyway, because I wanted what I wanted. I knew it would change your life, and it didn't stop me. And it's a sin, and there's your operative word, sin. I did a conscious act that I knew would traumatize your life, and it did not stop me. I knew your life would pay the consequences for what I wanted, and it didn't stop me. I knew the wound would be deep and in your life, but it didn't stop me. It was a conscious act that served me and destroyed you. It wasn't a boo-boo, wasn't a bummer. It was a sin. I've sinned against you. And I own it, and I'm asking for your forgiveness. That begins healing. One of the reasons we don't heal is we don't use the vocabulary. We need the right words.